All right, Shavuot, say good morning. Let's begin. A lot to do today. Baruch Hashem. Today's daf is Chav Dalet, the last daf of Maseches Makos. Our shir this morning is dedicated by Avram and Shane D. Kelman in commemoration of, in memory of, is the yard site today, Avram?
Yeah.
In commemoration of the yard site of Shane D's father, Yeshaya Yosef Ben Yoel. We hope that on the merit of our Talmud Torah's Neshama will have an Aliyah and the family a Nechama. Shkoyach. And also to thank Sammy and Malka Esterson, who are dedicating all of the Shiurim this month in memory of their parents, Ludwig Stiefel, Yitzchok Leib and Aaron Akoin, and Hinda Esterson, Hinda Bas Henech Ephraim, hope that on the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshama will have an Aliyah and the family a Nechama. All right, we'll say, let's begin. Beautiful, beautiful Gemara ahead of us today. So we'll say, we are actually picking up, we have a lot to do. We're actually picking up in like in the middle of Chav Gimel Amud Beis, Gufa. Gufa, so we'll say, it's literally right in the middle of the wide lines on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. It's about 26 lines up from the bottom. Might be shorter to count from the top, but okay. 26 lines from the bottom. Gufa, Amar Rav Shimon ben Levi, Shlosha Dvarim Asu Beis and Shalmata, V'Skimu Beis and Shamala Ayodam. They're both saying, remember again, we started this discussion yesterday. There are three things that were done by the Beis and Shalmata. We read this yesterday. By the Beis and Shalmata, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with. What were they? V'Elu Hei Mikra Megillah, reading the Megillah, Shela Shalom, greeting people at Shem Hashem, and Vahavas Meiser. And ultimately, again, under Ezra, the bringing of Meiser Rishon ultimately to the Beis HaMikdash. Mikra Megillah, Dichsiv, Kimu V'Kiblu Yehudim. So what's about Mikra Megillah? It says that the Jews upheld, Kimu V'Kiblu, literally, again, they upheld and they accepted upon themselves, Kaimu Lemala, Masha Kiblu Lemata. And the drasha is, they upheld in the heavens that which was accepted upon them on the earth. U'Sheila Shalom. And we'll say, remember again, Sheila Shalom was by Boaz. Boaz and his Beis Din instituted that people should greet one another b'shem Hashem, because what does the pasuk say? Dichsiv hinei Boaz bami Beis Lechem. So Boaz came from Beis Lechem. Vayomer lakotzrim, and he said to his workers, his harvesters, Hashem imachem, Hashem should be with you. Vaomer Hashem imcha gibor hachayu, and they responded, Hashem is with you, valiant one. Actually, excuse me, this is by Gidon. Excuse me, I take this back. This is not by Boaz. This is by Gidon. Vayomer elav malach Hashem. Vayomer elav Hashem imcha gibor chayu. My vaomer. We'll say, what does it mean when it says vaomer and it's stated v'chitema Boaz who David midaite? Maybe you'll say Boaz did this of his own volition. He made this. He instituted this on his own. U'mishmaya lo askim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't agree with this, al yado. Tashma vaomer Hashem imcha. Vaomer Hashem imcha gibor chayu. We'll say the fact that the malach greeted Gidon with this greeting, using Shem Hashem, indicates that what? That ultimately the Ribbono Shel Olam agrees with the use of his name in greeting between people. They both said, just so you should understand, Boaz, the Malbim brings down a Megillas Rus, that Boaz instituted this because, again, in general, it was a state of lawlessness within Klal Yisrael. So again, the pasuk says, Megillah begins, Vahimei Shvota Shoftim. So again, Rashi has his drasha. At the end of the day, it was a time of lawlessness. That's why Boaz was sleeping in his granary, because at the end of the day, he was afraid of theft. So Lamais, again, in order to restore some level of Yirah Shamayim to society, they instituted that people should greet each other with the Shem Hashem. Havas Meiser, I will say, Ezra's takana that the Levim should lose out on Meiser Rishon, and instead it should be brought to the Beis Hamikdash to be consumed by the Kohanim. So the Gemara says, "Dichsiv haviu es kol ma'aser al Beis Otzar v'teref bebeisi ubechanuni na bezos amar Hashem tzevakos im lo eftach lochem es arubos hashemayim varikosi lochem bracha ad belidai." So again, the pasuk says, "Bring all the Meiser to the storehouses of Hakadosh Baruch Hu and the Ribbono Shel Olam, and test me with this." Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "You will see. I will open up the windows of Shemayim, and I will shower down upon you bracha without end." My ad belidai. So what does this mean? Ad belidai. Amar Rabbi Ami Amar Rami Barav Achiv lo sifsosecha milomar dai. So you have so much bracha, says the Chodesh Baruch Hu, that your lips will tire from saying enough. So we'll say the idea over here is that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, bring the Meiser to the Beis HaMikdash, and I will shower bracha upon you, which indicates to us what? That the Chodesh Baruch Hu agreed with this enactment. So we'll say, so the idea is three different enactments, all enacted by Beis Din Shalmata, that will agree or agreed upon by Beis Din Shalmala. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Bikimu Mekomo Sofia Ruach HaKodesh Beis Dino Shal Shem, or Beis Dino Shal Shmuel HaRamasi, or Beis Dino Shal Shlomo. So we'll say, so says Rabbi Elazar, in three different places, three different times, the Beis Din of Shem, the Beis Din of Shmuel, and the Beis Din of Shlomo were inspired by Ruach HaKodesh. So the Beis Din of Shalshem, we'll see where do we see this by Shem, the Chsiv, Vayaka Yehuda Vayomer Tzadkamer. So we'll say the assumption is that Tamar, when she was judged, ultimately a judge to be executed, so she was judged by the Beis Din of Shem. So remember again, the whole episode with Yehuda and Tamar plays out in the Beis Din of Shem. So the Pasuk says, Dechsiv, Vayaka Yehuda Vayomer Tzadkamer. So remember again, Tamar says, the father of my child, the father of this child, is the owner of this staff and the owner of this cloak. Yehuda recognizes his items, and he says, she is more righteous than me. Tzadka mimeni. Mina yada. So how did Yehuda know that he was the father of the child? Dilma. It is true that obviously he knows now that he was with her, but maybe the same way that he was with her, other men were with her as well. And maybe again, someone else is the father of the child. So a baskal comes out and says that these events were orchestrated by me. So you see the Ribbono Shel Olam ultimately again intervened. Where do you see the Ruach HaKodesh in Beis Din of Shmuel? The Chsiv, Hinini Anu B'Neged Hashem, V'Neged Mishicho, Eschor Milakachti. So also remember again, this was when the people wanted a king. And Shmuel HaNavi appoints Shaul, and the truth is he feels betrayed. He feels betrayed because he was the leader of the Jewish people. Now they wanted someone else, and he felt betrayed by the people. So he says, they have rebelled against me, they have rebelled against the anointed one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Did I ever take anything from them? Did I ever take their shar? Vayomru, lo ashaktanu, v'lo ritzosanu. He said, and people responded, no Shmuel, you never did anything wrong to us. Vayomru, ad Hashem ve'ed Mishicho. So Shmuel says, God is my witness. God is my witness that I never wronged the people. Vayomer eight. And they said, and literally, and he said, I am a witness. So the Gemara says, Vayomer, Yorim Bailey. So we'll say, just the way this conversation is happening, is Shmuel essentially saying is, I never wronged anyone. And he says, let God be my witness. And Vayomer Eid should have said, the people said, yes, we are your witness. You never wronged us. But it doesn't say, we are your witness. It says, what does it say? I am your witness. Who's the witness? Yasas Abaskov Amra Ani Eid Badavarzeh. Baskol Kimate Cheshbaruch, who said, I am the witness to Shmuel Hanavi, that he never wronged the people at all. But Beis Dino Shel Shlomo, we'll say, what happened in the Beis Dino Shel Shlomo? Tichsiv, Vayan Hamelach Vayomer Tnu Lo Es Hayelat Hachai. So listen to this. So remember again, this is the famous Solomonic episode where the two mothers come up for Shlomo HaMelech. Each one had a child. One child was dead, one child was alive, and both claimed to be the mother of the living child. Shlomo HaMelech says, ultimately again, cut the baby in half. The real mother says, no, just let the other one have it. Shlomo says, oh, she's the real mother. So the Gemara says, Mina Yada. How does Shlomo know that the one who said, okay, let the baby live, was the real mother? Dilma iruma ma'arma. Maybe she was playing his role. Maybe she just knew how to play this game. Maybe at the end of the day, she just knew that if she made a stronger show of compassion, that Shlomo would side with her. Yotzes Abaskol va'amra himo. So I said the way Shlomo knew the answer was a baskol came out and said the baskol declared, this one is the mother of the child. Amurava. The Gemara goes back and says that lemaisa again. Maybe there are other ways in each of these episodes that these particular people figured out what the right answer is. For example, Amarava, Mimai Dilma Yehuda, Kevan Dechashiv Yarchi Viyomi, Visrami Dechazina Mechaskinon, Dolo Chazina Lo Mechaskinon. I don't understand. Maybe Yehuda didn't figure out that he was the father of the child through Ruach HaKodesh, through Abaskol. Maybe he just did the math. Maybe recognizing again that if you do the math, he was the child. And again, there's no reason to assume that Tamar was with any other man. To which the Gemara says, Shmuel Nami Kuli Yisrael Karilu Belashon Yechidi. Furthermore, again, by Shmuel Hanavi, when it says Vayomer Eid, we're translating Vayomer as he said, I am a witness, as God. Maybe he's just referring to all of Klal Yisrael in the singular. Tichsev Yisrael No Shem Hashem Shlomo Nami Midahal Kamarasma Rimirachma, excuse me, Vahalo Kamarachma. Furthermore, again, by Shlomo Malach, you don't need a baskal. Again, just into Solomonic intuition tells us that Lamaisa, the more compassionate one, is going to be the real mother. To which the Gemara says, Ali Gemara, you're right. We don't know this one of Sukkim, but rather, again, we have a tradition, we have a Gemara, we have a Mesorah that in each of these three cases, the Ribbono Shel Olam Bechvodo Ba'atzmo intervened and a bas kol helped to resolve these situations. Darash Rabbi Smaloi, Shmo says, here we go. Rabbi Smaloi Darshan, Shishmios v'shlosha soy mitzos namru lo Moshe. There are 613 mitzos given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shlosh me'os. 365 prohibitions corresponding ultimately again to the days of the year. And 248 positive commandments corresponding to the different parts of a person's body. Amar Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna says, "Nu, what's the pasuk? Ma'ikra, Torah tzivalanu Moshe Marasha." So the Gemara says, "Torah." So Moshe Rabbeinu gave us a Torah Marasha inheritance. Torah begimatria. So we'll say, what is the numerical value of Torah? Top of Chav Dalad Amadalad. Shis me'av v'chad sari. Now, interestingly enough, the numerical value of Torah is 611. Torah tzivalanu Moshe 611. So what about the other two? Oh, Anochi v'lo yelocha mipia gvura shamanu. So you both say, the truth is, out of two, the first two of the Dibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God, and lo yelocha l'machirim, don't have any other gods, was said to us by the Ribbono Shel Olam. So when we say Torah tzivalanu Moshe, if you want to look at the mitzvot that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us, Moshe gave us Torah. Moshe gave us 611. And the other two ultimately, again, were given to us by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Quite beautiful. So says Gemara, says, now what the Gemara is going to do is the following. This is actually a beautifully dramatic Gemara. So now we just said there are 613 mitzvos. We're going to see is that over the years, different leaders tried to consolidate the core principles of Yiddishkeit into a fewer number of tenets. Obviously, all of the mitzvos apply, but tried to shift the focus in a more directed way. But David, so David came along and David said, there are 11 primary principles. Tichsiv, Mizmor le David. So we'll say, the Gemara extrapolates all of this from Kapitel Tesvav, from chapter 15 in Tehillah. Mizmor le David. Miagor ba'o halecha miyishkon bahar kodshecha. See, Rabbi, I just want to tell you something. We often look at Tehillim as a supplicatory prayer, something you say in times of distress. But what we don't realize is that very often Tehillim is David HaMelech's blueprint for successful living. Sefer Tehillim is like a playbook for life. Sefer Tehillim, if you look through it and you learn and you understand it, David HaMelech tells us all of the yesodos of life. So Mizmor le David, Miagor bi'alecha miyishkon bahar kodshecha. Who has the ability to live in the tent of the Ribbono Shel Olam, to dwell on his holy mount? In other words, how do you achieve closeness with the Ribbono Shel Olam? And David HaMelech quotes, here we go, Holich Tamim. A person who walks with simplicity and with completeness. Poel Tzedek, we'll explain each of these things. Poel Tzedek ultimately, again, does righteous acts. Dover Emes Bilavavo, he speaks truth in his heart. I also hear that Tchab speaks truth in his heart, meaning it's easy to speak truth in your lips. Just often we don't believe what we're actually saying, or we're not genuine about what we're saying. Tchab is to speak truth with your heart. Lo Ragala Lashono, doesn't speak any kind of slander with his tongue. Lo Asala Re'ehu Ra, don't harm anyone else. V'cherpa Lo Nosa'akravo, he never heaped degradation upon his relatives. Nivza Be'inav Nim'as, despises the Rasha, ve'es yirei Hashem yichabed, and honors those who fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nishpa lahara v'lo yomir, ultimately, again, bless you, when he goes ahead and he swears, he does not go ahead and deviate from his word. Kaspa lo nasa mezhan shech, he doesn't lend money with interest. V'shochad anaki lo lakach, and he does not go ahead and take any kind of bribes. O se'ile, one who does all of these things, lo yimot li olam. He will never falter. He will never falter forever. So now the Gemara also goes through the list. Holech tamim. What's an example of someone who goes with completeness? Ze Avram. This is Avram Avinu Tichsiv. His halech lefane ve'yei tamim. So we'll say, what does that mean to go with completeness? Emuna pshuta. Emuna pshuta. We'll say, Avram Avinu is the paradigmatic example of Emuna pshuta. Simple faith. Simple faith. Avram Avinu, Cheshbaruch told Avram Avinu, lech lecha. Cheshbaruch told Avram Avinu, a whole series of things. Avram Avinu complied. We'll say, you know, just, this is not, we don't have time for this, but I'll tell you the following. You know, every dar has its own every generation has its own isayon. So it used to be that, again, in previous generations, not even so previous, like, say, my grandparents' generation, the isayon was Shmira Shabbos. Can you go ahead and keep Shabbos? Can you keep Shabbos at the end of the day and still be a from Jew? That's not our Nisayon. We, Baruch Hashem, live in a time and we live in a country where you could do whatever you want and you could still be a Shomer Shabbos. I say, our Nisayon is Emunah Pshuta. We are so intellectualized And we are so learned, more learned than ever before, because we have access to knowledge like no other time. We've forgotten the art of emuna pshuta. We've forgotten the art just of simple belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, we sometimes things go wrong and people are filled with all kinds of theological crises. Things didn't go the way exactly that I wanted. We've lost the art a little bit of emuna pshuta, of just a simple belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was Avraham Avinu. That's Holech Tamim. Avraham Avinu, Poel Tzedek. Keep going, Abba Chilkia. Rabbi, say, remember again, Abba Chilkia from Maseches Tainis? You remember him? Good. Right? Remember, yeah, we remember the beautiful Maisa. Abba Chilkia was the grandson of Choni Ama'agel. So Abba Chilkia was a day laborer. Abba Chilkia was a day laborer. See, Rabbi, say, many of us already have this worked out when we come up to Shemayim after 120. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks me, why didn't I become an accomplished Talmud Chacham? So we've got it worked out. I'm an accountant, I'm a lawyer, I'm a doctor, I'm a this, I'm a that. And who's HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to call over? He's going to call over Abba Chilkia. Abba Chilkia was a sharecropper. He didn't even have his own field. He was a sharecropper on someone else's field. Abba Chilkia usually wore borrowed clothing. And Abba Chilkia became a Gadol Hador, literally, as a manual laborer. So that's all. But Abba Chilkia was known to be especially honest with never taking time from his workday to spend on his own needs. In other words, again, when he was on the clock, he was on the clock. Dover Emes Bilavavo. Ultimately, again, what's Dover Emes Bilavavo? Speaks to the truth and it's Archigon. Rav Safra. Like Rav Safra. I'll say, what happened with Rav Safra? So if you look at the Rivan, he says, B'she'ultros to Rav Acha, Hachi Hava, Uvda Rav Safra, So one time a man came to Rav Safra, wanted to buy an object. Rav Safra was in the middle of saying Kriyat Shema. So the guy said, I want to buy your watch for $100. Rav Safra doesn't answer. So the guy thinks Rav Safra's playing hardball, right? I'm not even going to answer you for that kind of offer. So he keeps upping his price until the time that Rav Safra finished Kriyat Shema. He says, no, I was just saying Shema. And he took the original price because he was willing to take that original price. So that's ultimately, again, Dover Emes Bilavavo. Only Rav Safra knew the truth. Rav Safra could have gone ahead and taken the higher price. And I will say, the truth is, if you're asking like a choshen mishpat shayla, is there anything wrong with Rav Safra taking the higher price? No, of course not. Absolutely not. The guy offered it of his own volition. The fact that he's bidding against himself, that's his own problem. But Rav Safra has every right to take the extra money. But he understood that in his heart, he was willing to take the first amount. So it wouldn't be emesdik to go ahead and take something higher. Incredible. Lo ragal l'shono. So I'll say a person, lo ragal l'shono, literally again, I will say it's actually interesting. It doesn't just mean someone who doesn't lie, but it means someone who, like regilo, someone who doesn't become accustomed to lying. It's interesting, the Gemara example, Zeh Yaakov Avinu. Dechsiv, ulai yimusheni avi, v'hayisa be'inav kimisaseya. Ultimately, again, Yaakov Avinu we see is exceptionally resistant to carry through on his mother's plan, exceptionally resistant, because at the end of the day, he realizes that, what does this make me? What does this act make me? And at the end, he does it because his mother commanded him to. So he never harmed his fellow. The Rabbi says, a person does not go ahead and interfere in his friend's parnasa. The Cherpa Lonosa Akrav, Rabbi says, is actually quite beautiful. He never heaped degradation upon his relative. Zamekariv Eskrovov. We'll say, this is someone who takes care of his relatives. There's a mitzvah to take care of every Jew, but especially of your own relatives, that if you see one of your own family slipping down, right, experiencing a setback, that there's an obligation to step in. Nivza Be'enav Nim'as. A wicked person is disgusting in his eyes. Zechizkiyah HaMelech, Shagir Atzmos Aviv B'mita Shachavalim. The Bible said this is the first Zechizkiyah HaMelech, who when he becomes king, the first thing he does is he repudiates the monarchy of his wicked father of Achav, and he drags his bones through the street. Ve'esirei Hashem Yichabed, Rabbi said, this is so beautiful. And he honors those. He honors those who fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen to this. Ze Yehoshafat Melech Yehuda. Rabbi said, this is for Hashem Melech Yehuda. How beautiful this is. Shebishar Shairo Tamut Chacham. When Yehoshafat, imagine, you have to imagine this scene. Yehoshafat was the king. When Yehoshafat the king would see a Tamut Chacham, Haya Omid Mikiso, he would stand up from his throne. Umechabko, he would hug him. Umenashko, he would kiss him. They call him and call him Avi, Avi, my father, my father. Rebbe, Rebbe, my Rebbe, my Rebbe. Mari, Mari, my teacher, my teacher. That's how much love he had ultimately again for Torah and for Talmidei Chachamim. Nishpa lahara v'lo yomir. He goes ahead and he swears to his detriment, and he does not retract. Rabbi Yochanan, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Ehei B'Tainis Ad Sha'avo Lebeisi. Rabbi Yochanan wanted to avoid eating at the house of the Reish Galusa for a whole variety of kashrus and political concerns. Not kashrus concerns, which are political. I mean, like kashrus concerns, and political concerns. So what he used to do is he would go ahead and he would make a neder. Whenever he would get invited, he would say, "I'm so sorry, I just made a neder not to eat until I get home." Right. So technically speaking, he didn't have to keep that neder because it wasn't a genuine neder, but he did. He said it, so he kept it. So Kasmo Nosam and Ashech, he doesn't lend his money with interest. Afilu beribis oved kochavim. It's very profound. Even to non-Jews. Rabbi says, you see, v'shochad anaki lo lakach, he doesn't take a shochad, kigon Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Just like Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, we'll say, what happened to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi? Again, the Rivan points out, it's right across in the Rivan, just move to the right. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, shahaya arisa mevi lo mishalo kodun zman, ovalo ratza likach kedei lios ladan. So let's listen to this. Rabbi Shmuel had fields, and he had sharecroppers. One time, the sharecropper would bring him a basket of fruit every Thursday, right? And what happens? One day he brought it on Wednesday. So Rabbi Shmuel said, I can't accept this from you and adjudicate your case. It's not a shochad, it was his due. Rabbi Shmuel was concerned the fact that he brought it one day early may constitute a shochad, may constitute a bribe, and therefore he wouldn't take it. Oseila lo yimot li'olam. People say, by the way, what do you see? What's the common denominator among all these things? The common denominator is these are all traits that represent going above and beyond. That's what this represents. Not just living by the letter of the law, but holding one's self to a higher standard of morality. Holding oneself to a higher standard, recognizing that, again, if we live by the letter of the law, we open ourselves up to all types of missteps and mistakes. If I push myself, and again, remember, all of this is in the realm, really, of morality and interpersonal conduct. If you notice over here, this David HaMelech is not really talking about all that much Bein Adam L'Makom. It's much more Bein Adam L'Chaviro and Bein Adam L'Atzmo, between man and his fellow man, between man and himself. David HaMelech says, if you hold yourself to this higher level of conduct, that's Mia Gorbo Alecha. So then listen to this. So the Gemara says, when Rabbi Gamliel used to get to this pasuk Hayaboche, he would cry. So the problem is, what does the pasuk say? Oseela lo yimot, which also sounds like anyone who fulfills all of these traits will never falter. So all of these traits, Rabbi Gamliel used to cry, who could fulfill, who could live up to all of these expectations, right? Who could do all of this? Amrulay said to Miksiv Ose Kol Eile. Does the pasuk say anyone who does all of these things? Ose Eile Ksiv. It means one who does of these things. Afilu Bechada Minayhu. Even if one is just able to go ahead and adopt one of these Davidic traits, that's enough. Obviously, we'll say we aspire to adopt them all. But again, I have to start somewhere. Even just adopting something is good. Dilo Teimachi, because if you don't say this, so the Gemara says, Ksiv Krakrin, there's another pasuk, out of town b'chol eila. The pasuk says, Rabosai, do not defile yourself with all of these things. Speaking about the Shkatzim v'ramosim. So the Gemara says, Elo hasam nami, hanogeh b'chol eila hudim etame, b'chad b'nei lo. So you're going to tell me that only one who touches all of these creepy crawly things is going to be tame, but one who touches one of them is not. To which the Gemara says, Elalav ba'achas mikol eila. Rather, what does it mean? It means even if you touch one of these things, you become tame. Hacha nami ba'achas mikol eila. So to Rabbi saying the traits of the Davidic traits, even if one is not able to go ahead and become proficient in all of them, the ability to become proficient in even one of them is a great spiritual accomplishment. Bo Yisha, so we'll say, that was David HaMelech. So David HaMelech took 613 mitzvos, and he kind of condensed it into 11 principles. Yishael comes along, v'amidin al sheish. Yishael condenses them into six. Tichsiv, holich tzedakos, one who walks again with righteousness. Dover Mesharim, speaks honestly. Mois bebetza me'ashakos, goes ahead and literally despises any type of profit from ill-gotten gains. Nowhere kapov mitmoch b'shochad, he shakes off his hands from any type of involvement in bribery. Otem ozna mishmo adamim. He closes his ears from hearing anything negative. Va'otsam ein lav mera osbira. And he goes ahead and he closes his eyes from seeing anything negative. Rabbi say first wide line. Chav dalil amadalev. Hovech tzedakos. Who is one ultimately again who walks with righteousness? Ze arum avinu. Dechsiv. Ki adativ lamana sheyitzaveh. So we'll say this is the same idea as before. Who is one who walks in righteousness? That's Avram Avinu. Dover Misharim. We'll say who is one who proves the person who speaks justly. Ze sheino makme penei chavira berabim. This refers to someone who does not embarrass his fellow in public. Mois bebetza me'ashakos. He who despises ultimately again ill-gotten gains. Kigon Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Like Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Noer Kappa, we'll discuss Rabbi Shlomo ben Elisha. Noer Kappa mitmoch b'shochad. Ultimately, again, he goes and he shakes off his hands. If you take a look at the Rivan for just a moment, the Rivan says on the left hand side of us, it goes on both columns this time, top line. That's the wrong one. Let's go back a little bit. Noer Kappa mitmoch b'shochad. He shakes off his hands ultimately again from involvement. Of involvement in any kind of bribery, Kigon Rabbi Shlomo Rabbi Yossi. I will say that's the Shlomo Rabbi Yossi that we spoke about before, who wouldn't accept the basket from the sharecropper even one day early. Otem ozlo mishma adamim. So he closes his ears from hearing anything negative. Dolo shama bezelusa the tzermir abanav shasik, that he would not listen to the degradation of talmidei chachamim and be quiet. I will say it's actually an incredible yisod. You know, sometimes when we hear negative things, so conventional wisdom is just don't respond. Other times, when it's an affront to Torah, so a person does have an obligation to respond. So, Otsem Ozno Mishmo Damim, the Gemara says, that he did not hear degradation on Talmidei Chachamim and was silent. In other words, that every time he heard degradation on Talmidei Chachamim, he responded. Kigon, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. Like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, both said, this is actually an incredible Maisa. If you take a look on the top Rivan, on the left-hand side column, Kigon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, Basel Chas HaPoem, both said, we saw this Gemara. So remember again, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, when he dies, he told his wife that when he dies, she should put his body in the attic. He should put his body in the attic. What happens? The Mishnah says, and miraculously, his body did not disintegrate. His body did not disintegrate at all. So the Gemara says, the Rivan says, one time she was up in the attic, Dinafik Rikshami Udne. She saw a worm coming out of his ear. She thought it was the beginning of the decomposition of his body. What happens? Vischazi le isse bechalmo va'amar lo hay deshamis bezilusa the tzorim rabbanon v'lo machoy kidmi boili ama bechayef hayaragil adaktik b'kach ulefichach hichpir akadosh baruch hu alav al osap ham shlomicha. So we'll say what happens. He says, "Don't worry, my body's not decomposing. That's a punishment." He appeared to her that night in a dream. He said, "Because one time again, somebody was talking negatively about talmidei chachamim, and I did not respond." I did not stand up for the honor of Torah. And because of that, again, the punishment for that is that the worm was coming out of my ear. So the Gemara goes weiter. Va'otsem einav mira osbira. He closes his eyes from seeing negative things. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, ze sheino mistakel benoshim b'shar she'omdos ala kvisa. This refers to a man who is careful not to look at women when they are laundering by the river. So again, the Rivan points out that when the women would launder the clothing, so they would lift up their skirts so that their dresses wouldn't get wet, so their legs would be exposed. So this is a man who is careful not to look at the women at the time when they are laundering the clothing. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, Humiromim Yishkom. Ultimately, again, such a person will go ahead and be able to dwell in the highest levels. Bom Micha ve'emidan al shalosh. Micha comes along, Micha Navi comes along, and he will say further condenses it. And he condenses it ultimately again into three principles. We'll say now again to be clear. Everyone agrees there are 613 mitzvos. And everyone agrees ultimately again that they're all obligatory. What's happening over here is an effort to try to condense the core principles of Yiddishkeit into a small number. So we see, by the way, that as the generations go, so generations continue, attention spans become less and less. So we have to try to condense it into fewer pillars. So it starts with David HaMelech with 6, is now up to Micha with 3. Micha comes along and says 3. Dichsiv, Higid Lecha Adam, Matov, Umashem Dorish Mimcha. So Micha says, I'll tell you, man, what is good and what does God seek from you? Kiyem asos mishpat, God wants you to do justice. Va'avas chesed. Hashem Baruch Hu wants you to love chesed. Va'atznei lechesim Hashem Elokecha. Literally again, and walk humbly. Atznei leches can mean humble or modest. Walk humbly or walk modestly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asos mishpat. So what does it mean, do justice? Zehadin. This refers ultimately again to justice. Be a just person. Avas chesed. Love kindness. Zegmilas chesedim. We'll say this refers to be a bal chesed. So atznei leches. So what does it mean again, walk humbly? Zehotzas hameis vachnosas kala. This refers, we'll say ultimately again, to taking care of the dead and marrying off girls who don't necessarily have someone else to look at them. I will say, how do you get atznei leches from that? So remember again, the Rivan points out, that's a gzera shava from atznei leches to the pasuk and kalev of tov leches lebeis eva mi leches lebeis mishta. So the word leches is used in conjunction ultimately with a levaya, is used in conjunction with a wedding. So therefore, atznei leches means be the type of person who takes care of the dead as well as takes care of the living. So again, it's interesting that atznei leches, walk humbly or walk modestly, is referring to events that are generally public. Levayas are public. Chasanas are public. So if I have an obligation to be modest and to be humble in public events, dvarim shadarkon la'asosa b'tzina lachas kama v'kama. We'll say, if I have to be tzanu, if I have to be humble and modest in public events, all the more so I must attain a level of modesty with more private things as well. Chazir Yishayah v'amidon ashtayim. Yishayah comes along and says, no, I could condense everything into two principles. What are the two principles? Ko amar Hashem, so the pasuk says over here, ko amar Hashem, shimru mishpat v'asu tzedaka. So Yishayah says, I could condense it into two things. Shimru mishpat, we'll say in other words, be people of mishpat, do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to do in the realm of mishpat va'asu tzedakah. So we'll say, mishpat and tzedakah at times can be mutually exclusive. So Yeshayahu says the Jew has this very fascinating dialectic. Be people of justice, be people of mishpat, but also be people of tzedakah. Ba'amos ve'amidon alachas, Amos comes along and I will say condenses the entirety of Yiddishkeit into one principle. Shne'emar, ko'ash ko'amar shon lebeis Yisrael, dirshuni v'chayu. The Shmarach says to Klal Yisrael, dirshuni, seek me out and you will live. Maskif l'Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak ema, dirshuni b'chol haTorah kula. So maybe dirshuni means what? Seek me out through the entire Torah. In other words, maybe all that's happening over here is that Yeshayahu is coming along. Amos is coming along, and Amos is saying you have to learn the entire Torah. Ela ba Chabakuk ve'amidon alachas. Rather, Rabbi say comes along Chabakuk, and Chabakuk says the entirety of a successful Judaic personality can be consolidated into one principle, which is Shneamar v'tzadik be'emunaso yichya. Rabbi say if you want to be successful, so number one, come at 5:45 in the morning because it's all about emuna. It's all about emuna. Tzadik be'emuna so yichya. At the end of the day, I'll say, if you have emuna, you have everything. Now, what emuna is, how emuna manifests itself, what it means to be a true ma'amin, I'll say, that is a lifetime of work. But if a person is a true ba'al emuna, a person has a true belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll say, remember again, even in Gan Emuna, we learn three principles of emuna, that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is letova, and that everything that happens to me in my life has a message. I'll say, if a person lives life by those three prongs of emuna, that is a dramatically spiritual and elevated existence. So Chabakuk says, when you have emuna, everything comes out from there. I'm Rabbi Yosef Chanina. Abo gzeros kazer Moshe Rabbeinu al Yisrael. Abo arba neviim ubitlim. Moshe Rabbeinu gave four gzeros for Klal Yisrael, and what happens? And the other neviim came along and negated those gzeros. So the Gemara says, what were they? I'm sorry. Arba gzeros kazer Moshe Rabbeinu al Yisrael. Abo arba neviim ubitlim. Moshe Amar v'yishkon Yisrael betach badad ein Yaakov. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Klal Yisrael will dwell all alone. And the only way they will survive is if they have tzaddikim like Yaakov Avinu. Ba Amos u'bitla. Amos came along and was mevatel that gzer. Shne'emar, chadona miyakum Yaakov. Because Amos says, Klal Yisrael has to survive even if we don't have tzaddikim like Yaakov. Uksiv, nicham Hashem azos. Moshe amru b'agayim ahem, lo sargia. So ultimately, again, Moshe Rabbeinu says that when we are exiled amongst the nations, we will find no rest. By Yirmiyahu Navi comes along and says, Haloch lahargia Yisrael. Ultimately, again, Yirmiyahu says that even when you are in exile, you will find rest. Moshe Amar Pokeit Avon Avos Abanim. Moshe Rabbeinu says that the children will be punished for the iniquities of the father. By Yecheskel Ubitla. Yecheskel came along with that because he said, Vanefesh HaChatas Hitamos. The one who sins will be punished, but his offspring will be not. Moshe Amar V'Ibaritem Bagoyim. You will be lost amongst the nations. Yeshayahu come along and said that we will be on that day, Messianic redemption, when the great shofar will sound. And remember again, Yeshayahu says, the Jews will come back. So Rav says, I've always been afraid of the following pasuk. So Rav said, actually in a dramatic exchange, Rav says, you know, I've always been afraid. What does it mean? Chesh Baruch Hu tells us we're going to be lost, and the Navi tells us we're going to be lost amongst the nations. Is that really true? That we'll lose ourselves and we'll lose our identity in the midst of this galus? So sometimes we actually learned this in the Ish Kodesh here the other week, that we'll say, you know, if somebody loses something and it's not important to them, they give up hope on it. But if you lose something that is of incredible importance to you, you don't stop looking. So maybe when it says that we will be lost amongst the nations, it is true, we'll be lost. But we are the Aveda, we are the lost object of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as Chazal say, Bal Aveda, Machzir Al Aveda. So the person who loses the object always goes to look for it. Tichsev, Ta'isi Kase Oved, Bikesh Avdecha. Ela Misefa Dikra, V'achale Eschem Eretz Aveichem. Ultimately, again, you will be consumed in the land of your enemies. Maybe the consumption is like the consumption of gourds and cucumbers. Also, the rest of Shabbat, the gourds and the cucumbers. So the Rivan points out over here, he explains, if you look in the left-hand paragraph towards the bottom, so you eat some of them, you don't eat all of them. Also, the way it works, the diluin kinshuin, there are some you eat, there are some you don't. So Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, will suffer losses when we are in exile, but the klal itself will never cease to exist. So we'll say now we end off with a very dramatic ma'isah. So we'll say one time these great rabbanim, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, are walking on the road. Vishamu kol hamona miplata berichok. Excuse me. Vishamu kol hamona shalomi miplata berichok mea ve'esrimil. I will say they heard. They heard the commotion happening again. Hamona shel Romi miplata means from the Roman metropolis. From the Roman metropolis, the Roman Colosseum. They heard the commotion. That's what they're hearing is. I will say whether they're literally hearing it or they're not literally hearing it. The point is, they're reflecting on the fact that Rome is at its peak and the Jewish people have been so battered down. And they're hurt by this realization that Rome is celebrating while Klal Yisrael is mourning. So ultimately, again, the Rabbanim begin to cry. Rabbi Akiva Mesachek, and Rabbi Akiva begins to laugh. Amr lo mipnei mata mesachek. They say, Akiva, why are you laughing? Amr lahen v'atem mipnei mata bochim. And he asked them, why are you crying? Amr lo goyim halolo shemishtachim la'atzavim, makachim la'avolis kochavim, yoshin betach v'ashkit, v'anu. So he said, how can we not cry? These idolaters, these base people, right, who dive into idolatry, are sitting in such security and happiness and quiet. Va'anu, Beis Hadom Raglei Elokeinu, and our Beis HaMikdash, Saruf Be'esh, we'll say, I'm a Beis, Saruf Be'esh, V'lo Nifke, our Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and we shouldn't cry. Amar Lahem, he says to them, L'kachani Mitzachik, this is why I am laughing. Uma La'ovi Ritzono, if at the end of the day, this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards those who trespass, who violate His will, then I can only imagine the reward that is waiting for us. We who are Ovdei Hashem, we who possess true emuna, we who possess true Devekis, I can only imagine the reward that is waiting for us. Gemara goes back to Shupam. Hay only Yerushalayim. We'll say one time they were walking up. They were going up to Yerushalayim. Kevin shegiu laharat sofim, karu bigdeim. So we'll say once they reached Harat Sofim, once they had Harat Sofim, they tore their clothing. And we'll say now that's the halacha because once you get to Harat Sofim, you see Ari Yehuda, right? Once the halacha is when you see Ari Yehuda bichorbanam, when you see again Ari Yehuda in a state of destruction, there's a din of kriya. What happens? Kevin shegiu laharabayis. When they got to Harabayis, ultimately again, Ro'u Shul shi'etim mi'beis kadosh ha'kadoshim. They saw a fox coming out of the Holy of Holies. Hischilu hein bochen Rabbi Kiva mitzachek. The Rabbanim, again, Rabbi says the same group of Rabbanim. The Rabbanim begin to cry and Rabbi Kiva begins to laugh. Amru lo, mi'bnei ma'atam mitzachek. Akiva, why are you laughing? Amar lahem mipnei matem bochim. So Rabbi Akiva says, why are you crying? Amar lo mokum shekasiv bo v'azara kariv yumas v'ach shev shualam hilchu bo v'lo nifke. So he said, Rabbi Akiva, the spot where the Torah HaKadosha says that the non-kohen who approaches will die, and now foxes walk through it, and we shouldn't cry. In other words, we say, what a dramatic change, right? Again, this spot, the Kodesh Kodesh, the Holy of Holies, which was a place that only one man could enter in once a year, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And now, again, even animals just walk there freely, and we shouldn't cry. Amar Lahen, Rabbi Kiva says, L'kach ani mitzachek. This is why I am laughing. D'chsev va'ida ki li edim ne'emanim. Es uri ha-kohen ve'secharia ben yivarchio. So the Pasuk says, in Yeshayo, I will go ahead and bring forth trustworthy witnesses. Who? Uri ha-kohen and Zecharia ben Yevarchio. So says Rabbi Akiva, doesn't make sense. V'chi ma inyan Uriah eitzel Zecharia. Uriah and Zecharia live in two different times. Uriah b'mikdash rishon, u'zecharia b'mikdash sheni. Uriah lives during the times of the first Beis HaMikdash. Zecharia lives during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. So the question over here is, why does Yeshayahu HaNavi mention them both as witnesses? What could they both be witnesses to? One is first Beis HaMikdash, one is second Beis HaMikdash. Ella, Tala HaKasav Nevu'aso Shal Zecharia b'Nevu'aso Shal Uriah. Rather, the Torah is coming to link the Nevu'ah ultimately of Zecharia with the Nevu'ah of Uriah. We'll say, what's the Nevu'ah? Bo'uriah Ksiv, Lachin Biglalchem Tzion Sada Techerash. By Uriah, the Pasuk says, Uriah will say, prophesied about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And not only was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, but the Harabais, Yushalayim, became like a plowed field. Lachin Biglalchem, because of your sins, Tzion Sada Techerash. Tzion will become like a plowed field. So we'll say, that was the Nevu of Uriah. Bezechariah Ksiv, Od Yosh Yeshvu Zikenim Uzikenos Berachovos Yerushalayim. People say, what does Zechariah say? Zechariah, on the other hand, gives us the prophecy of Geula. And Zechariah says that the time will come that the old men and the old women will sit in the streets of Yerushalayim. So you understand, of course, so the Pasuk goes on and it says, V'ish mishanto biyado me'rov yamim. Now, Bosi, you'll say to yourself, well, that's not exactly the picture of vitality of old men and old women sitting in the streets of Yerushalayim. But Bosi, understand, it does represent a tranquility. What it represents is people finishing out their twilight years in the security, in the serenity, and in the beauty of Yerushalayim. So ultimately, again, the Navi says that there will come a time when Yerushalayim will be tranquil. There will come a time when Yerushalayim ultimately, again, will be filled with shalom. So what happens? Achlo niskaima nevu aso shel Uriah ha'isi misyar shel niskaim nevu aso shel Zechariah. So Rabbi Akiva says, you know, up until I saw the actualization of the nevu of Uriah, I wasn't sure if we would ever see the actualization of the nevu of Zechariah. And as we both say, these two nevuos are linked. One is a nevuah for destruction, one is a nevuah for salvation. Rabbi Akiva says, but first has to come destruction before salvation. So before we saw the actualization of the nevuah for destruction of Uriah, I was afraid that maybe this nevuah for salvation wouldn't come. Now that we have seen the actualization of the Nevuah of Zechariah, we've seen Yerushalayim in a state of destruction, we've seen now the pinnacle of destruction, there are foxes running around in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we've seen the actualization of that Nevuah, then what? So the Gemara says, now that we've seen the Nevuah for destruction come true, I have no doubt that the Nevuah for Geula will come true as well. To which the Gemara says, Amrulo, they said to him, Akiva Nechamtanu, Akiva Nechamtanu. So the other Rabbanim said, Rabbi Akiva, you have consoled us, Akiva, you have consoled us. And Rabbanim say, this is an incredible way to end this Masechta, because really again, this is the lesson we take with us through life, and it really links back. Ultimately again, Habakkuk came along, and Habakkuk said that the entirety of a accomplished spiritual persona can be concretized in one yesod, which is emuna. We'll say, how does a person reach a level of true emuna in this world? Emuna is predicated on optimism. Emuna is predicated on hope. You know, there are some people who always see the negative in everything, and there are some people who are always waiting for the other shoe to drop. And understandably, some people have that disposition because of a string of multiple failures from life. But at the end of the day, if you want to have true emunah, emunah is predicated on hope. Emunah is predicated on Rabbi Akiva's optimism. Emunah is predicated on no matter how difficult things may be, it'll always get better. Maybe not better the way I wanted it. Maybe not better the way I had planned it. Maybe not better the way I thought it would turn out. But that's Rabbi Akiva. I want to point something out. You know, all Rabbi Akiva says is now that the Nevuah of Uriah came true, the Nevuah of Zechariah comes true. I will say, what can't Rabbi Akiva predict? What can't he predict? When? All Rabbi Akiva says is Maranam v'Rabbanam, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I don't know how long the tunnel is. I don't know how long it's going to take for us to get to the light. But Lamaisa, I'm telling you, the light is there. And I will say sometimes the greatest power of the Jew is to hold on to the belief, to hold on to the emunah that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. That's all. I don't know if I'll ever live to see it. I don't know that I'm going to experience it in my lifetime, but I believe it's there. And the knowledge that it's there, the emunah that it's there, the hope that it's there, the optimism that it's there, is what pulls us ultimately again through difficult times. We're here because of the emunah. We're here because of the optimism. We're here because of the hope of Rabbi Akiva. And I'm both saying that's what we have to instill within ourselves each and every day as well. So we're going to make an official siyum on Makkos to be determined in Yeretz Hashem, B'shatov Mitzlacha. So we'll put it on the WhatsApp today. And I'll say, but I just want to, this is not the official siyum, but especially Yashar Koach to everyone who, there are many of you who are here today and online who made the 24-day commitment. Now, I will say, I just want to point out something amazing. So you see 24 days go by Karafayan. So I have another incredible opportunity for you. It's called Shavuos. It's called Shavuos. And it's a 50-day commitment. It's a 50-day commitment, so we're building up incrementally, right? We did 24 days now. It's a 49-day commitment, but I'm going to pad it a little bit. There's a 50-day commitment. A 50-day commitment, I was saying. So again, it's like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I was saying, sometimes the struggle to get up every morning and the struggle to be here and the struggle to go through the daf, sometimes the Gemaras are interesting, sometimes they're not. Let me take it back. They're always interesting. Just sometimes I'm into it, sometimes I'm not so into it. But Rabosai, the incredible yisod is we were kona amasechta. In 24 days, it went by keheref ayin. In 24 days, we were kona amasechta. Rabosai, we're going to make a siyum together. And there are people. There are people, again, who joined this initiative, who either never made a siyum or haven't made a siyum in many, many years. And Rabosai, this tells us that we could accomplish great things in Torah. This tells us that, again, yes, after 120, because Rabosai, that's what we're preparing for every single day. After 120, because Baruch Hu is going to ask us, nu, did you become a Talmud Chacham? And we need to be able to answer in the affirmative. Because I don't want Abba Chilkiya coming out. Right? I don't want Abba Chilkiya coming out and saying, don't blame it on your profession, don't blame it on this. I want to be able to answer the question, we want to be able to answer the question in the affirmative. And every single day, whether you understand every line in the Gemara or not, I want to tell you a secret. It doesn't matter. There are some Dafyomi haters who will try to test you on, oh, so what did it say yesterday, Daf? And meanwhile, again, you can't remember yesterday because of sleep deprivation or anything else. Let's say, I want to tell you something. It makes no difference what you retain here because it's all retained here. Every single word of Torah that we take in is emblazoned on our neshama li'olam vayed. Our neshama is kona those words. Maybe I can't recall them. Maybe I don't remember the Shach Levitarya. Maybe I don't remember what the Rambam paskened here or what this Amora said here or this Tana said there. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. We don't learn Torah to amass knowledge. We learn Torah to fundamentally change ourselves, to uplift ourselves and to refine ourselves. And every single morning when we show up and we open up this beautiful, magnificent Masechta of Gemara, these words imprint in our neshamas in an indelible, unerasable fashion. That is the great Sechus Yav, Rabosei. We come here to learn, but we come here to change. We come here to grow. We come here to be refined. We are holier. We are better. We are greater every single morning. We come in 5:45 in one way. We come in at 5:45 in one way, and we leave at 6:45 or 6:47 or 6:52, depending on. Right? We leave here in a different era, Bosei. That's the great zuchus we have. Semirat Hashem b'shatov u'matzlachos. We begin Meseches Shavuos tomorrow morning. I invite each and every one of you, as well as those who are listening online, to join us in person for that journey, if you can, because in a doma to listening, you know, afterwards. In a doma, to listening afterwards, to being present, to being here, to being with such a beautiful group of chaverim, to be being part of a shir, to learning together with an incredible amelos, an incredible islavos. Obviously, schedules permit, schedules don't permit, but I will say, tomorrow we begin another journey. We did this in 24 days in Meretz Hashem. Another 50 days ahead of us will be called another mesecta, and slowly but surely, we make our way through the Yam Shel Talmud, we make our way ultimately again through the beautiful Sea of Gemara, and each and every day, each and every line, each and every word, each and every letter, we make our way a little bit closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shkoyach.